From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. What a difference a balanced budget amendment makes. Nearly 24 hours after Speaker John Boehner postponed a vote on his debt ceiling bill, a revised version has now cleared the House of Representatives.
And let me tell you, members of this House, it can be done. It must be done, and it will be done if we have the courage to do the right thing.
The revised version of the Boehner bill contains a balanced budget amendment, and that addition gave Republican leaders the yes votes they needed. It passed 218 to 210 along party lines. Joining us now is NPR Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, how'd the speaker do it?
The speaker did it through a combination of good old-fashioned arm-twisting and persuasiveness, and also by tweaking the bill a bit. There were things that were objectionable to some Republicans in the original plan that he had brought up 48 hours ago and then again 24 hours ago, and they included some spending appropriations for educational grants and things of that nature that the Speaker wanted to get in there and tried to bring over a couple of Democratic votes with that. Some of the members who are new, the freshmen, the Tea Party-associated members, objected to that. But the really key element, as you've already suggested, was that the balanced budget amendment, which previously was going to be a vote required by the House and by the Senate sometime this fall or before the next six-month trigger came on the next raising of the debt ceiling, that went from being a vote on that concept to being passage.
Approval.
Two-thirds. Both the House and Senate would have to come up with a two-thirds approval for a balanced budget amendment and get it done. That's quite a requirement, and I'm afraid that's a non-starter in the Senate.
Now, that brought over enough votes in the House to give Speaker Boehner 218. That still means the 22 Republicans took a walk on him and did not support. And as you say, in the Senate, not a chance.
No, the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, has indicated he has 53 votes against the Boehner plan and had them even before they tacked on the requirement that the Senate also commit to a two-thirds majority to pass a balanced budget amendment. Now, this is something that's been around Washington for decades. It's been a holy grail of the conservative movement for a generation. And even when the Republicans had a majority in the Senate, they couldn't pass it. Now, of course, the Democrats have a majority in the Senate.
So what happens? What happens next?
What happens next is that Reid goes through an elaborate series of votes over the next several days. There are probably going to be a filibuster against the Reid plan to raise the debt ceiling, but he has a plan to raise the debt ceiling for the next 18 months and cut about $2.5 trillion of federal spending over the next several years. And if he can get enough Republicans to join with him in suppressing those filibusters, then he would need seven, by the way, then he can put a plan back in front of the House, and perhaps with a combination of Democrats and Republicans, the House could approve that plan and send it on to the president in time to meet the deadline on Tuesday.
Ron, you've covered Washington politics for three decades. Can the leaders in the House and the Senate pull this off by Tuesday, the deadline for the debt ceiling?
They can if they get enough cooperation at crucial junctures between the two parties, rank and file. They are going to have to get some Republicans to vote with Harry Reid in the Senate. They're going to have to get some Democrats to vote with Republicans in the House.
And you said that Majority Leader Reid needs seven Republicans. He's got at least one now, Scott Brown of Massachusetts.
That's
he will
right.
support the Reid plan. Thanks a lot. It's NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.